All right, here we go. My name's Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 152 of the world famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Today's my special day. I'm the birthday boy. It's my special day. All eyes are on me. I'm the center of everybody's attention because today is my special day. Actually, it is my birthday. Well, as I record this, it's the day before my birthday. Tomorrow, which is Monday, which is the day I'll probably release this, is my birthday. It's not something to be celebrated at this point. Thank you very much. I think this is the way it goes for me. I feel like this might be the way it goes for people. All right. When you're a little kid, it's fun. Your grandparents come over, your aunts and uncles, and, you know, and there's people come over, friends of the family, and, you know, there's gifts and there's a cake, and it's fun, you know. And then at some point, there's another phase where you bring your friends are over, like friends from school. And that's probably the most fun. That's the one of the best phases, because, you know, all your buddies come over and there's like a, you know, burping, belching contest, maybe like a farting competition, you know, if you're lucky, you know. And you know, there's a lot of rowdy roughhousing, you know, wrestling and stuff, impromptu wrestling, you know, all kinds of, you know, whatever, what have you. That's when you're like 10, 11, 12, in that era. And there's gifts, and it's fun, and you're still playing with toys, and, you know, the people bring you shit, and it's fun. You know, that's a good era. And then at some point, you go into the next era, which is an excuse. You use your birthday as an excuse to get drunk, or in some cases, extra drunk, because drunk is just normal. You know what I mean? Extra drunk. And that phase lasts for, you know, a good long, you know, you can get a good run out of that phase, you know. And then at some point, you reach a phase where you find out, you realize, you know, you got a mortgage, you got a job that's a real job that you rely on to pay the bills. It's not just some stupid shit, you know. You might have a kid or two, you know, you got real responsibilities, so... The birthday is like, all right, we're going out to dinner, you know. You go out to dinner, and that's the birthday, and that's fine. It's like literally no big deal. That's a good phase. I like that phase, too. However, I feel like a couple years ago, I entered a new phase that I didn't even realize existed. I didn't even know this one existed. And that's a phase where you're like, holy shit, how did I get so old? How is this? It's like you start to panic. Like the number just keeps going up, up, up. And that number is terrifying when you stop to think about it. I mean, I don't feel old. I don't feel old. I don't think I act old. I might look old. And then the number scares me. I mean, I don't like that. And it just keeps going higher and higher. It's like, it's not something to, not something to celebrate, really. It's something that scares the hell out of me. I mean, I know everybody says, well, it's better than the alternative, you know. Yes, I understand that. I get it. I'd prefer to make it to my next birthday. You know, I always have that goal. But, you know, the number is high, and the number scares me, and it's not, you know, it's not just going out to dinner now. I mean, we do that still. But now it's like, oh, my God, how did this happen? I mean, I feel like I was 27, like 5 years ago. You know, what the hell happened? How did this occur? Man, the years have just been racked up, baby. I don't know. So I'm in that phase now. So as you hear this, if you're listening to this on Monday, the day it's released, it is my birthday. And I am the birthday boy, and it is my special day. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to Cracker Barrel. That's right. We're going to go to Cracker Barrel because that's where I chose, and that's what I like. You know, last time we had a birthday here, just a couple weeks ago, we went to that Japanese steakhouse. No way. No way. I'm going Cracker Barrel every time. I know I get criticized for that. That's what I like. All right, so we're going to Cracker Barrel tonight. The four of us, it's Sunday, and we're going to go, and that's going to be it. That's going to be my birthday. That's fine by me. My parents sent me a $100 check, just like they used to do when I was, 22 or whatever. Ever since I moved out, they just send me a check for $100 on my birthday, and I just get to spend it on whatever I want. So that's exciting. That's fun. It's one of those things where you can just spend the money on yourself and not feel guilty. Because every time I buy something, I feel guilty. I feel like a little twinge of guilt. It's like, that's kind of selfish. Maybe I could have bought something for Tony instead, or I could have bought something for the boys instead. You know what I mean? And so I always feel guilty. I beat myself up about everything. So if I buy myself something, I feel a slight little twinge of guilt. But when you get that birthday check, it's $100 free and clear. Guilt-free, baby. So that's good. So anyway, that's my thoughts on birthdays. Are you with me on that? Am I wrong? Are those the phases? Is there another phase that I forgot? Also, speaking of birthdays, you know, something irritates me. It's narcissism, right? When you have to be the center of attention. But now there are people who say, have you heard people say, July is, that's my birthday month. My birthday month. Not my birthday, but that's my birthday month. That's outrageous, you know. And then another thing that irritates me about birthdays is when people say, all right, so we're going to have, we're going to have corporate training. We're going to have a corporate class. Everybody has to attend. It's going to be on December 4th. So clear your calendars. Make sure your calendars are clear December 4th. We're all going to take this class upstairs in the large conference room. You know, that kind of thing. And somebody will say, December 4th? That's 2 days before my cousin's birthday. It's like, what the? Who gives a shit, you know? Nobody knows your cousin. What's the relevance anyway? And it's not even the birthday, you know? It's 2 days before. I mean, people do this shit all the time. It makes me insane. Oh, really? That's a week before my mother-in-law's birthday. Oh, well. Whew, man, that really shines a new light on this situation. Never met the woman, and furthermore, I don't want to. I couldn't give two shits about it, and thanks for bringing that to our attention. Man, that's some valuable information. Whew! Man, thank you very much. And speaking of being really old, all right, I've now reached another part of my life that I could not have predicted. I feel like I'm being judged. I have gray hair. Right? I don't know what the story is. My brother has jet black hair. I have gray hair, you know? I don't know how that happened. So anyway, so I have gray hair, and so I look, probably look older than he does just because of that. But anyway, it's not about my brother. This is about if I'm in a situation, like yesterday. All right, we went to the mall. Tony and I went to the mall. Which, by the way, I'm on a tangent. The mall, all right, in the 80s, when malls were a novelty, you know, when they were fairly a new phenomenon, sort of, kind of, these big giant malls, it was a fun place to hang out, you know, for young people, youngsters, and like teenagers and stuff. You know, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, you know, that whole thing. They were hanging out in malls. So it was a fun place because they had record stores in there. They had bookstores in there. They had arcades. They had a movie theater usually. They had a pet store that you could just treat like a zoo, you know. We just go in there and look at the dogs. You know, there's dogs in these, like, pens, like, rolling around in there, you know. They treat it like a zoo. You could go in there and get, a cookie the size of a steering wheel for, like, $1.29, you know. You could, you know, it was fun. And it had all the food court was kick-ass. They had all kinds of stuff that was really good, including Chick-fil-A usually. Chick-fil-A was always in the mall, food courts, right? So it was good stuff. It was a good place to go. Like, if you wanted to spend, like, if you had an evening and you didn't really have anything to do, just go to the mall, you know? Go look at the records. They had, like, real record stores in there. Go flip through some album stacks, you know? Go to the bookstore. Like, there was, like, usually multiple bookstores and multiple record stores. Ah, it's a wonderful place. Now, the mall, all it is expensive ass clothing, you know, really expensive, and shoes and that kind of stuff. There's like there's no record stores, there's no bookstores, there's no fun, there's no dog zoo in there, you know. And I don't know if they have the steering wheel sized cookies anymore. I don't think so. I don't remember seeing them. If they did, it would probably cost $9 for one. And then there's like it's just not, you know, and all it is just like expensive clothes. It's like the entire mall. There's no movie theaters, usually. And there's no arcade. Not that I would play anything unless they had like old pinball machines. But, you know what I'm saying? It's just not the same. It's just boring clothing. If you're into clothing, I guess, that's the place for you. But that's not me. It's just expensive clothes, expensive shoes, and an inordinate amount of expensive underwear. It's like underwear stores in there. Like, I don't know who's buying all this high-end undergarments, but whatever. So, you know, the mall sucks, but we went in there because JCPenney was having, like, this massive sale or something Tony told me about. I needed a jacket. So I thought we'd go check it out, see if I could find me a jacket. I bought one, and it was a good deal. It's like a polo Ralph Lauren jacket, you know. Nice. Really cheap. Like, marked way down, you know. It's $90. I mean, that's the original price, $90. I don't remember. I got it for something like $27 or something. It's crazy. So that part was good. So we're walking through the mall. She goes, "Why don't we go to the food court and get something to eat real quick? Let's get something light for lunch instead of, because we're going to eat, you know, fairly early and all this stuff." So we went down to the food court. It was a sad, sad turn of events. There's like three different restaurants. The rest of them are closed up, right? There's like three restaurants. There are three places you can get food in there. None of them were recognizable. I think they were just like local people selling, you know. I don't even think it was like, none of it was like anything, no chains, you know. Which, when you go to a food court, you generally, I mean, unless you're in some kind of hipster place where you're going to get, I mean, this is just like some generic pizza shop, some generic Chinese, I don't know. I don't know what it was. I was like, I don't like the looks of this. I don't want any of this garbage. She goes, "Yeah, I'm with you." I said, "Why don't we just walk down to this Applebee's down here?" It's an Applebee's inside the mall, you know. It has an entrance on the outside of the mall, but, you know what I'm saying. So we go to Applebee's, and so they go, all we have is outside seating. I said, "Outside, like outside the mall?" They go, no. So they basically just had like a big section of the floor inside the mall, you know, right beside the restaurant. Had tables set up. You know, everything inside was full, so it's like an overflow because they're only allowed 25% or something capacity. I don't know, but anyway, I said that's fine, whatever, I don't care. So we went out there, and we're sitting literally inside the mall. We're like out in the thoroughfare of the mall, you know. And so this girl comes over there. She's like skinny as a rail, I mean. And just hyped up, man. I don't know if she's been drinking monster drinks all day. She was cranking, running wide open, you know. She comes over there with sandwich bags on her hands, you know. And she has our silverware, like they look like they've been run through some kind of sealer, you know, like one of those things where they suck all the air out of your, you know, those things where you can put meat, you know, save meat to really, I don't know, you know what I'm saying. That thing's vacuum sealed or something, and it's on a tray, and it's like, you know, and she's got sandwich bags on her hands. So she's okay. So here's the part that irritates me. This is the part. This is where this is another thing that has happened to me, where just because of my age, and it might just be inside my head. Tony says it's inside my head, but I don't think so. I think it's not. I think this is a real thing. All right. So I have gray hair, right? and the number just keeps going up, right? So they have in these restaurants. Some of these restaurants, they don't give you a menu because it's far too dangerous. You know, you're no better than the Hillside Strangler if you use a menu, right? So they have this deal where you have to scan some barcode, and then it brings up their menu on your phone. I mean, we've encountered this. You know, that's fine. But here's where the part that gets to me is. So we sit down, and she comes over with her sandwich bags, and she says, "The way the menu works, and do you know how to do that? You know, like I'm just assuming, right? I don't know. Maybe I'm paranoid." Just assuming, because I'm an old man, that I don't understand the technology, that I can't figure that out. I can't scan a barcode with my phone and pull up the menu. So she's like, "Do you need any assistance with that?" Or, you know, like there's an assumption. I think it's just because of my age. Am I being paranoid? I don't know. I don't think I am. That I don't know how to do that. I've done it, you know, I've done it many times. I know how to do it. You know, I don't know. So I'm like, you know, probably not very nice to her. I'm like, no, I got it. You know, just back up. Just, you know, go maybe like calm down a little bit too. You know, you seem like you're a little hyped up. You know, you're cranking, you're talking so fast. I mean, I don't know what's going on, but maybe there's like some kind of cocaine problem. I don't know. I mean, but just take it down a notch and don't assume because I have gray hair that I don't know how to operate a cell phone. All right, you know, so I get that irritates the shit out of me. You know, and the same thing happens when I'm at the self checkout at the grocery store. Like when somebody walks over to me and says, "Do you need any assistance? Do you need any help?" I'm like, "Why would you think I need help? I mean, why? You think I don't know how to operate a self-checkout in a grocery store? Why do you think that? I don't see you asking anybody else. You know, why are you coming to me and asking me if I need assistance operating a self-checkout stand in a grocery store? You know, so that pisses me off. And I usually like, no, you know, basically with my eyes, just get the, just step up, you know, get, just back it up, zitster. You know, I don't need your help. I know more than you. I've forgotten more than you'll ever know." You know, just back it up, dick. You know, I mean, it irritates me. I mean, I'm probably just on high alert, you know, I feel like I'm getting to the point where I'm just like, I'm seeing conspiracies in the shadows, you know. I don't know. Tony says I'm crazy, but I don't like that. She came over and she's like, "Do you know how to, are you able, do you need any assistance? Because you said, what you do is you, yeah. Yeah, we've done this before. We know how this. We know the drill, you know. So then we ordered this thing. I got a cheeseburger, bacon cheeseburger. Tony got a bowl of French onion soup. That's what she had. I had a bacon cheeseburger and some fries. Took forever. And I was like, what the? This place is running. There's 25% capacity. I wonder if they like laid off all the cooks, you know. So there's like one guy back there cooking everybody's food. I don't know. But I was like, I said, "Excuse me, sandwich bags. Listen, there's a, what is the food ever going to come out or what's happening here?" She goes, "I'm sorry, there's really slammed back there." I'm like looking around. There's like, it's like, okay, you know, not really my problem. You know, I mean, this place needs to be managed, you know, so that it doesn't take 40 minutes for a cheeseburger to come out, you know. So I wasn't very nice to her. I mean, I wasn't overly. I mean, I could have blasted her more than I did, but I wasn't super nice to her. There was this asshole across the way from me. There was this guy. Some man in his probably early 40s, right? And I could just tell the douche was strong with this guy. I mean, there was something about him. He just had an air of, I don't know, I just didn't like him. And he had some kid with him, I don't know, teenager. I couldn't tell what gender. I don't know what was going on. Tony and I said, is that a boy or a girl? And she was like, I think it's a girl. I said, I think it's a boy. You know, we couldn't tell. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. The dad, I guess. I assume it's the dad. You could tell he's just like some bombastic asshole. You know, you could just tell. Just the kind of guy he is. So that girl, the waitress, she was covered in tattoos. She was over there talking to him about his tattoos. Next thing you know, he's rolling up both of his pants legs. You know, he's showing her all these tattoos he's got on him. And I'm like, what the? I was like, go in there and get my burger, you know? I'm like, how long's that thing been sitting up in the window while you look at all his tattoos? He's going to take his pants off next? You know, what's going on? So so this guy, I don't know, irritated me, you know? He's like rolling his pants legs up, you know? And I don't want to see that. You know, I'm in a restaurant. I don't need to see that. So so he gets up. They finally finish their meals. And, he gets up, they both stand up, and, so the boy puts on his mask, which is just I guess it's a boy. Tony says it's a girl. Doesn't matter. Puts on her mask, and the dad, breaks out this plastic Darth Vader mask, like a Halloween mask. And he puts that on, and they walk out. Like, this guy's, like, Mr. Ironic. You know, he thinks he's wacky or something. It's like, I knew it. I could just tell the vibrations off this guy. He would be the kind of guy that would wear some kind of novelty Halloween mask in place of, you know, the cloth mask. I don't even know. Is that even allowed? I don't know. Who knows? So they leave, and then I look over there, and there's a shopping bag from Bath & Body Works sitting on their table. And those guys, they left. They're gone. I said, Tony, why don't you go? You want anything from Bath & Body Works? You know? So we look over there, and then that guy comes up with the Darth Vader mask, you know, and he's like, would you mind handing me that bag over there? We forgot to, you know. So then I had to go over there. I felt like putting on a sandwich bag before I touched his disease-ridden Bath & Body Works bag. But I handled it just my exposed skin, playing Russian roulette. I handed the douche his bag. And that thing was heavy, man. He had a lot of stuff in there. So anyway, that's that. And so I'm getting old, and I see conspiracies in the shadows, and I'm getting irritated. I don't want anybody assuming. I don't know how to do. I'm pretty good with technology. I'm not a wizard, but I'm better than most, I think. And the thing about that is, you know, you ever encounter like young people, especially like in the workplace or something, like they. Young people, you would think that young people grew up with computers. They don't use computers. They use everything is on their phone. Like, there are so many young people that don't know how to use a computer. Not really. You know, they have trouble with it. They do 100% of all that stuff on their phone. So they don't use computers at all. There's a lot of people in their 20s, like below 25, that don't own a computer. They don't own a laptop or a desktop. Everything's on their phones. It's amazing to me. I don't know. It's crazy. But anyway, what's next? What else can I bitch about? Oh, here's another thing. All right, here's something. All right, so I do all these. I'm going to win eventually, and I'm going to win it. It's the Publishers Clearinghouse. I mentioned this a few months back. they pepper me with emails. Like, the grand prize, which is coming up, I think, is $1,000 a day for the rest of your life. See, I want to win that. I know. I don't want to get controversial here, but I want to win that. All right, I want that $1,000 a day for the rest of my life. But the next thing they're doing is $2.5 million. I think they're going to award that on the 3rd or something, December 3rd or something. So, you know, I go on there, and they make you jump through hoops to enter these things. They want you to buy shit, but I never buy anything. But, you know, you can go. There's no purchase necessary, as they say. So I go on there, and I open these emails. And sometimes they want you to do a search using their search engine. I don't know. There's all these hoops you have to jump through. And then it says, all right, you're entered. And they give you these tokens, they call them. And you can use the tokens to enter other contests. And it's like one of these things where if you open one email, it triggers three more, you know. So it never ends. It's just like an endless thing. So if you actually open and engage with one of their emails, it'll send you two or three more. You know, it's like that Hydra or whatever. You cut off its head, and three more grow back. You know, is that right? Hydra? I don't know. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. But anyway, so one of the hoops that they ask you to jump through is they want you to take surveys, right? So they're short surveys. So I was on there the other day, and the thing said, it asked like a pre-survey survey, and it asked me what my race is, and then it asked me my age, and asked income level of the household, it asked like a couple other things, and then the thing comes back, you are not eligible for a survey. So now, okay, so what they're saying is, at this point in your life, your opinion doesn't mean jack shit. We don't care what your opinion is. We don't, you know, you are in a niche. You're in a category. Your opinion means nothing. That's what they're saying. Am I wrong? Am I being paranoid? That's what they're saying, right? They ask you these few questions. What race are you? What's your age, your household income, you know, approximately, and I don't know, it feels like something else. I don't know. It's all just general stuff, right? And then they say, nope, you know, we don't give a shit about what you think. You know, you mean nothing. I know I probably sound paranoid. All right, so Thanksgiving, I'll give you a quick update on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving went well. We got the Cracker Barrel dinner. Tony went and picked it up at 8 a.m. I thought it was 10 a.m., but I was wrong. 8 a.m., so everything's scheduled out. It was on Thanksgiving morning, 8 a.m., so she brought it back, put it in the fridge, and then we heated it up at 4. Well, we ate around 4:30, right? And it was fantastic. You know, it was really good. I mean, it was turkey. Let's see. Turkey, stuffing, or dressing. People call it stuffing or dressing. I don't know. And mashed potatoes and gravy, macaroni and cheese, and dinner rolls, right? I think that's everything. And it cost $70. It was enough to feed 6. Good stuff. All right. And then we added other stuff. Tony made collard greens and green beans. So we had, you know, we supplemented some stuff. And we had two pies. We had apple and pumpkin. Or as some people say, pumpkin. Another thing that drives me up the wall. And it was good. It was fantastic. We had fun. I mean, everybody's laughing. We're telling stories. And, you know, everything went fantastic. It was a 100% home run, right? So then after dinner, I had to clean up. Tony goes, I did all this. She put everything. Tactical error, in my opinion. Like, she took everything out of the Cracker Barrel containers and put them in the other dishes. So there was a shitload of stuff to clean up. Tony goes, that's your job, you know, clean up. It's like, you didn't cook any of this, you know. But, you know what I mean. Not to, you know what I'm saying. That's what I was thinking. I certainly didn't say that out loud. So I was in there cleaning up. It took a long time because there was a bunch of shit to clean up, right? And then, I don't know, everybody went their separate ways. But, and then the younger boy's like, this family is so weird, you know. You know, why are we in separate rooms and stuff? It's like, what the? I said, if you want to, you know, so he got into it with Tony, or not, didn't get into it. They had some kind of long conversation about it, I guess the next morning, you know, where he was offended that we didn't watch something on TV together or something. She was like, well, why didn't you suggest it? I mean, I don't know. It's Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is about everybody being together and having a big feast, right? I mean, what are we supposed to do? He said, we should watch the movie or something. She said, well, you should have suggested that, you know. She said, you went straight downstairs after dinner. So, I mean, it's like you're just as guilty of everybody as everybody else. This family is so weird. Like, all right, whatever. Everything went great. It was fantastic. He puts a negative spin on it, you know. I told Tony, I said, if we wanted to watch a movie, all right, this is the way it would go. The older boy would probably want to watch Reservoir Dogs or something, you know, something violent. And the younger boy, would probably want to watch some kind of, you know, Turkish documentary or something, you know, highfalutin. And I'd want to watch Animal House. And Tony would want to watch nothing, you know. So there's no way, you know, there's no way to come. And whenever we try to force something like that, especially around Christmas time, we end up watching something like Elf or something. I'm like, oh, this is something I can endure, I guess. But it's painful, you know. So anyway, that irritated me. I mean, God. Everything went great. I mean, dinner was fantastic. Everything was good. Everybody had fun. Nobody was arguing. Everybody was like 100% perfect. And he's like, this family's so weird. Oh, that bugged me too. Man, you can't win. All right. But anyway, tonight we're going to go to Cracker Barrel again because that's my choice. It's my birthday because this is my special day. Ah, I'm the center of attention. So that's where we're going. We're going to do it again. I'd do it every day if I could get away with it. And we'll see how that goes. All right, we're at the end of this thing. I hope you enjoyed it. And I will see you soon over on the Patreon side. Special bonus episode for patrons only if you want to be a patron. And hear all those special episodes recorded specifically, especially for patrons. You can do it. You can join up today and become one of the Delta Force podcast listeners. Oh, it's a tiny elite group. But we let in a few extra people, you know. And all you can do, all you have to do is sign up for a patronage over at patreon.com/JeffK. That's Patreon, patreon.com/JeffK. $4 will do it. You can do more. It's a monthly donation. They call it a patronage. It's a donation. It helps my efforts. It supports my efforts. Helps me a great deal. So if you'd like to chip in, I'd greatly appreciate it. And the way I thank you is I record an extra episode every week for patrons' ears only. So if you want to tap into that, if you want to double down on the Surf Report, it's easy to do. Patreon.com/JeffK. Or if you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at the hotline. The number 570-290-8151. Again, 570-290-8151. You can do that 24 hours a day. It's just it's a voicemail system. Just leave a message, make a comment. Ask a question, make a suggestion, whatever you want to do, tell a story, whatever you want. You want to react to something in this episode or any other episode, give us a call 24 hours a day, and it'll almost certainly be used in a future episode. So do that if you're so inclined. Also, if you want to send me an email, surfreportpod@gmail.com. We're at the end of this thing. I'll see you soon over on the Patreon side. Until then, you guys have yourselves a fine, fine day. I'll see you. Bye. I am the birthday boy, and I am. It is my special day.